Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, beginning at verse 16. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. As we're together this morning, the sun has already come up here in Gainesville, where I am, just like it did yesterday and the day before, and will tomorrow and the day after. I know that. You know that where you are. And the recent series of thunderstorms, weather moments, and a few personal storms have passed, and peace has begun to roll in. In the scripture we read, we see the disciples were in the boat, frightened, and they saw Jesus. A good number of them were fishermen, probably familiar with being in a boat in a storm-tossed sea, yet they were frightened. They knew Christ. They had been with him for a while now. So you'd think they would have been at peace with him there. But instead, they were frightened in the storm. It happens to us, doesn't it? In storms of every kind, the wind and rain variety, personal struggles and heartaches, professional ups and downs, relationship highs and lows, storms of every kind that hit when we least expect them, that knock us around and off course, and at times seem like they will never, ever end. We've all been there, frightened, unsteady, uneasy, uncertain about what was going to happen next and how to deal with it. Maybe you haven't been there. Great. But I've got to tell you, and I've got to admit, that like those disciples in that moment, I have been there and I have forgotten that he was in control. But listen again to the reminder in the words we read in the Gospel of John just a moment ago. Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore. Christ got into the boat, and all was well, as they immediately were out of the storm-tossed sea and back to shore, to solid ground. In the midst of wherever we find ourselves and whatever storms are all around us, that's the formula that we need to get to shore. That's what we need to remember, to get to shore, to solid ground, to stability, to direction and hope for today and tomorrow and the next day. Christ. Any storms in your life at the moment? Or perhaps you're just coming out of some storms. We know that at some time or the other, for the rest of our lives, we will go through them. They will come our way. And if the truth be known, at any point in our life, we will either have just come out of a storm, be in the middle of a storm, or getting ready to be in one. The issue for us will be how we choose to go through them, and also whom we choose to go through them with him, with Christ, with someone else we trust, or someone else who's just got an opinion, or maybe, as we all too often do, we'll go through them ourselves. We do this. We've done this before. Perhaps we'll try to convince ourselves, though, along the way that we can avoid them. They're not going to hit us, but we know that's not true, because we find that at times our careers or loved ones' careers get thrown off track, storm. Finances in our lives run short, storm. Loved ones are lost and heartache sets in, storm. Relationships become strained and change and we don't know what to do with them, storm. While unexpected illnesses we never saw coming hit us hard, storm. And so many others. We can try to weather those and more by ourselves. We have all done that before at times by setting God aside as we try and fix things ourselves and get to a better place. Maybe though, a better approach is remembering his past faithfulness to us and his presence with us now, and to embrace the truth that in the midst of the storms of our lives, he is there, preparing us for something else, something more with him, and helping us to get through them. After all, didn't we just go through another Easter Sunday a week or so ago, remembering what he did for us on the cross and then rising from the tomb? No matter what we go through, weren't we just reminded through the promise of Easter that the risen Christ is alive and is there with us in the midst of whatever we go through? So we can stay in the boat, hanging on to the flailing rudder that throws us all around by ourselves, and hold on to it all by ourselves, hoping to make it through, hoping to eventually make it to shore. I've done that. We've all done that. If you doubt it, or you don't remember when you did that, just open your hands and look at the calluses that are probably still there from your death grip that you had on the rudder back then. Or we can let him into the boat, turn over control of the rudder to him, and find ourselves immediately back on shore with him. The wind may still be blowing. Hear me now. The wind may still be blowing and the rain falling around us in torrents, but now it's with our feet next to his on solid ground. In 1873, Horatio G. Spafford, a Chicago businessman, had planned a trip for himself, for his bride, and his four daughters across the Atlantic Ocean to England for a period of rest for them. And he was also going to join his friend, Dwight L. Moody, D.L. Moody, for an evangelistic campaign there. But some last-minute business issues caused him to have to remain in Chicago for a time. So he sent his wife and his daughters on ahead of him, and he would join them shortly. The ship that his wife and daughters were on was struck by another vessel while crossing the Atlantic Ocean, and it sank, and his four daughters were drowned, along with many others. His wife somehow survived and was rescued. When she finally landed in Cardiff, Wales, she telegrammed her husband, "Saved alone." He immediately booked passage on another ocean liner to join her. On his way to be with her, the captain of his ship came to Spafford to tell him that they were near the spot where his daughters were lost at sea. Even though he was no doubt experiencing the worst storm he had ever faced, and even though he knew that his four daughters were now with their Heavenly Father, he probably had more reasons in that moment, with the loss of his four daughters and remembering that, than most of us will have in a lifetime, to throw God out of the boat, to retake control and his grip on the rudder, to turn from God and to reject the peace, the power, the presence, and the love of God in his life. But he didn't. He knew his daughters were with the risen Christ, and that's where he claimed hope for himself, for their lives, for his bride, in the empty tomb, and in the risen Christ, which we celebrated at Easter a week ago. Embracing that truth, Spafford wrote this song for the ages, great hymn that we sing. Some of the words go like this: when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Despite experiencing the most devastating loss imaginable, his four daughters, Spafford knew Jesus was with him. And Spafford embraced him. He kept him in the boat to get him back to shore, back to solid ground, to peace, to begin to take the next steps in his life. Look, no matter where we are in life, no matter what storms we face or find ourselves in the middle of, no matter the losses, the challenges, the valleys, obstacles, and heartaches that we experience and are in the midst of, or see looming ominously out in front of us. We can choose how to go through them, with Him or without Him. And Easter reminds us that the answer is with Him. Spafford chose Christ again and again and again. Invite Him. Invite Jesus into the boat. Turn the rudder and the control over to Him. At home, at the office, in business, in your relationships, in whatever it is you struggle with and can't get beyond, or in whatever you will face every day. And then see how long it takes you to get back to shore, to solid ground, to stability and peace, to healing and hope. But brace yourself and hang on, because the scripture in the Gospel of John, you'll remember, clearly says, and immediately the boat reached the shore. Whatever the storms, trust the risen Christ of Easter to get you back to shore. My friends, when we do that with everything in our lives, you and I will begin to find that it is well. It is well with our souls. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for these friends that walk through life just like I do, that are hit in the face sometimes with things they don't understand. That hits, come upon storms that inside and outside that whack us. Help us, Lord, to remember to keep you in the boat, to bring you in the boat so that you can immediately move us to solid ground, to stability, to healing, to hope, to peace with you. Guide us, Lord. Thank you. We know you will. Lead us, Lord. Reach back sometimes, Lord, and grab us and pull us forward with you into all that you want us to be. Here's the rudder, Lord. We give it back to you to guide and direct our lives through the storms of our life into all the hope of tomorrow and all that you want us to be and do with you and for you to touch the world, to give glory for all of that to you. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for your Son. Thanks for the memory of Easter. But Lord, we know that Easter is every day with your Son as the risen Christ. Thanks for loving us that much. In his precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.